大家打开圣经到马可福音第十二章。
Please turn your Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter 12.
马可福音第十二章，我们会从第十三节看到第三十四节。
Today we'll be looking at verse 13 to verse 34.
因为这段经文很长，所以我们不会完全的念，不过当我们在讲到每一个重点的时候，我们才来念那一段经文。
As this is a fairly long passage, we will not be reading it verse by verse this morning, but as we go through the key points, we will be looking at these specific verses.
我们记得当马可福音来到第十二章、第十一章的时候，从第十一章到最后那里只有七天之久。
We know that from chapter 11 till the end of the book,It is a span of 7 days.
当耶稣融入圣城之后，他洁净了圣殿，法利赛人向他挑战等等的，还有直到他被钉十字架，在他复活的时候，这一切都发生在短短的一周之内。
And this, in this short span of time, we've seen that it starts from when Jesus's triumphal entry into Jerusalem, and he there debates with the Pharisees.
因为耶稣洁净了圣殿，所以他们挑战耶稣的权柄。
And so as he enters the temple, the Pharisees challenge his authority.
然后他就讲了这个凶恶田户的比喻，为的是要指责他们，也告诉他们将来会有对他们施行审判。
And he talks about the parable of the tenants as a form of judgment upon them.
来到了第十二节，他们看出这比喻是指着他们说的，就想要捉拿他，只是惧怕百姓，于是离开他走了。
And when we finally arrive at verse 12 of chapter 12, it says, And they were seeking to arrest him, but feared the people, for they perceived that he had told the parable against them.
所以他们其实是想要杀害耶稣，不过他们惧怕当时的人，因为耶稣在那里很受欢迎。
And so their intention was to arrest and kill Jesus, but they were fearful of the mob of people because he was very much welcomed by them.
不过我们也知道，在过几天之后，这一些本来欢迎耶稣的人也会在那里一直叫喊着说要钉死他，钉死他。
But as we will see in the later chapters, that these same people who welcomed Jesus became the people who wanted him crucified.
不过我们今天来看这段经文，就看见了这个犹太的这些宗教领袖，就是犹太的公会，他们会打发人来挑战耶稣，是一波一波的来，总共有三波。
What we will see today is that these people who are opposing Jesus will come to him in opposition and in argument in waves. And altogether, there are three waves of debates with them, with Jesus.
我们首先来看第十三节到第十七节。
Let's first look at verse 13 to verse 17.
后来他们打发几个法利赛人和几个西律党的人到耶稣那里，就要就着他的话陷害他。他们来了，就对他说：“夫子，我们知道你是诚实的，什么人你都不逊情面，因为你不看人的外貌，乃是诚诚实实传神的道。纳税给凯撒可以不可以？我们该纳不该纳？”耶稣知道他们的假意，就对他们说：“你们为什么试探我？哪一个银钱来给我看？”他们就拿了来，耶稣说：“这像和这号是谁的？”他们说：“是凯撒的。”耶稣说：“凯撒的物当归给凯撒，神的物当归给神。”他们就很稀奇他。
And they sent to him some of the Pharisees and some of the Herodians to trap him in his talk. And they came and said to him, Teacher, we know that you are true and do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances.But truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay them or should we not? But knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, Why put me to the test? Bring me a denarius and let me look at it. And they brought one, and he said to them, Whose likeness and inscription is this? They said to him, Caesar's. Jesus said to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they marveled at him.
所以今天我们这一段信息就是 记载耶稣与这些假冒为善的人争辩。
And so we see today that Jesus debates these hypocrites.
耶稣与这些人争辩，他们来了三波的人。
In three waves, Jesus debates these hypocrites.
在第十三节，我们看见第一波的人就是法利赛人和西律党的人。
And this first group is described as Pharisees and Herodians.
然后第二组人就在第十八节，撒都该人他们又来了。
In the second occasion, in verse 18, it says these people were Sadducees.
然后第三波就是这个文士在第二十八节。
And in verse 28, in the third occasion, we see that they are scribes.
所以我们这里全部一起的来看，因为在第三十四节我们看见，当耶稣回答了这一切之后，这里说从此以后没有人敢再问他什么，所以这个是三组的人一起来向耶稣挑战，是一波一波的来的。
And they came in waves, in one wave after another, and then it comes to the very end of the third wave in verse 34. Jesus saw that he had answered. Jesus says that you are not far from the kingdom of God, speaking to the last guy, and after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions.
所以我们再看第一点，就是耶稣与这些假冒为善的人争辩。他们第一个争辩就是社会论的争辩。
Our first debate that we see in verses 13 to 17 is a debate on sociology.
为什么这个说社会论的争辩呢？
Why is this a sociological debate?
因为这个纳税其实是一个社会的问题。
Because the idea or the issue of tax is in fact a societal issue.
政府向人民缴税有很多的这个原因。
And there are many reasons governments of the world impose a tax on their people.
有可能是向这个人民展现他们的势力。
Part of it is a way of demonstrating their authority over their people.
在这个古时候，当一个国家占领了另外一个国家的时候，他们就会强迫那个被占领的国家要缴税。
And in those times, in olden times, when a country conquers another, they will subject the conquered country to taxation.
不过在社会里，政府也会用这个纳税来控制这个社会。比如某些宗教团体，他们不能够因着这些捐赠而享有这个税的回扣等等的。
And then there are ways that taxation is used by governments to control various groups of people, such as religious groups and how they may gather funds from their followers or from society.
然后政府不会让他们有这个纳税的回扣。
And they won't be allowed to get tax breaks on these charitable funds.
所以当我们讲到这个纳税的时候，是一个社会的问题。
And so when we talk about tax, we're really talking about a societal issue.
所以这里这一些假冒为善的人，就是第一组，就是法利赛人，还有这一个西律党的人，他们来问耶稣一个问题，是关于纳税的问题。
So we see that this first group of hypocrites comes in the form of the Pharisees and the Herodians asking about the issue of taxation.
首先，这个法利赛人还有这个西律党人的这个联盟是一个很不正常的联盟。
Now, first of all, the pairing of Pharisees and Herodians is very unlikely.
这个法利赛人是非常他们非常的效忠神，非常的效忠这个犹太教的。
The Pharisees, being Jewish leaders, were adherent to the law and the temple.
这一个希律党的人呢，就是效忠希律王的。
However, the Herodians were faithful to the emperor.
这个希律甚至不是一个犹太人。
And in fact, the Herodians were not Jews.
所以希律他不是犹太人，其实是罗马在统治以色列之后，然后他们在这个以色列按了不同的这一个希律王，所以当时其实有四个希律王。
And in fact, as Rome had conquered various parts of the world, there were many Herods that were installed, and Herod was a...
以色列有四个希律。
Within Israel itself, there were four Herods.
所以我们记得在看马可福音的时候，讲到这个施洗约翰被斩头的时候，我们提到了几个希律。
Now, as we were looking in the earlier parts of the Gospel of Mark, we talked about a Herod who decapitated John the Baptist.
所以这个希律不是犹太人，这些希律党的人，他们是效忠希律王。这一个法利赛人就是效忠神的律法，所以其实他们不是不同行的。
And so, while the Pharisees were faithful to the law of God, the Herodians were faithful to Herod. And so, it was an unlikely a partnership.
希律呢，则是效忠罗马王的，因为是罗马王立他在这里管辖以色列。
Herod, in turn, was faithful to the Roman government because it was the Roman government that installed Herod.
法利赛人就是憎恨罗马人的。
And the Pharisees hated the Romans.
所以其实他们两组人是敌对的，不过在这里他们是造成了一个不正常的联盟，为了来挑战耶稣。So
traditionally, these two groups of people were enemies. However, because they had some common enemy now in Jesus, they came together in a very unlikely pairing.
所以他们要来的就是为了要针对耶稣。法利赛人针对耶稣是一种宗教的针对。
They came in order to oppose Jesus, but the Pharisees came, their opposition was a legal, was a religious opposition to Jesus.
可是罗马人却不会因为他们在这里有宗教的这一个争辩而把耶稣杀了，罗马政府不会这么做。
The Roman government, however, would not kill a man simply because of a religious issue.
所以你们记得，当比拉多他审判耶稣的时候，他说：“我找不着这个人到底做错什么。”
And you will remember that as Pilate was cross-examining Jesus, he said to them, "I cannot find any fault or cannot find any guilt in this man."
所以法利赛人要杀耶稣，是因为耶稣所的教训是针对他们这种是可以所谓宗教的教训。所以这个法利赛人他们听了，他们不要听，他们要杀耶稣。
So the Pharisees opposed Jesus because his teachings went counter to their religious teachings, and that's why they wanted to kill him.
他们却又怕人民，因为人民很欢迎耶稣。
They were afraid, however, of the people and of the masses because they welcomed Jesus.
这一个希律党的人呢，他们也不会因为耶稣有着这一些不同的这一个教导而杀耶稣，他们没有理由这么做。
On the other hand, the Herodians had no reason to kill Jesus over religious issues.
所以在这里，他们联盟在一起，来到为什么要这个法利赛人要这个希律党的人来？其实他们是要希望耶稣说不缴税、不纳税的话，这个希律党的人听了，哎呀，你不纳税就是你不效忠这个罗马政府，你不效忠罗马政府的话，我们就要抓你了。
In this case, however, they came together in order to trap Jesus, and by asking him about taxation and hoping that he would say, "No, you cannot pay taxes to Caesar," Jesus would then implicate himself as being unfaithful and unsubmissive to the government, and then the Herodians and the Roman government could then take action on Jesus.
所以他们首先来的时候是讲一些阿谀奉承的话。
And so when they first came to him, they flattered him with all sorts of empty words.
夫子，我们知道你是诚实的，什么人你都不逊情面，因为你不看人的外貌，乃是诚诚实实传神的道。这些都是阿谀奉承的话。They
said, "Teacher, we know that you are true and do not care about anyone's opinion. You are not swayed by appearances, but truly teach the way of God." And all this was empty flattery.
他们从来都没有认同耶稣是教导神的话。Never
once did they acknowledge the fact that Jesus taught the way of God.
他们从来都不认同耶稣是诚诚实实的教导神的话。In
fact, they never acknowledged that he was truly teaching God's word.
不过他们为了达到目的，在这里不择手段，他们什么都愿意说。But
at this point, they did not care what they were saying as long as their objective of killing him was reached.
所以在这里是讲一些阿谀奉承的话。And
so they gave him empty flattery.
我们说这些 法利赛人他们的教训是假的，因为他们教导的都不是真理。
And we say that the Pharisees taught false teaching because none of it was true.
不过在这里他们也能够讲一些真实的话。
Yet over here they were able to say certain truths.
这些假冒为善的人为了达到自己的目的，甚至会用一些似乎像真理的话来蒙骗人。
They, while did not mean it, did indeed speak truths in their flattery.
所以这些要蒙骗人的这些假教师，我们再次的在这里强调，他们为了达到自己的目的，能够说一些是有关真理的事情。
And so we want to underscore the fact that false teachers in general are able to teach certain truths as long as it is convenient and beneficial to them.
就好像一个停了的时钟一样。
It is like a clock that has stopped.
24小时里面它有两次是对的。在24小时里头，一个停了的时钟有两个时间是对的。
Within 24 hours, this clock will tell the correct time twice.
所以这个就是假教师的行为。
And this is the characteristic of false teachers.
我们继续的来看下去，他们在这里针对耶稣的这个问题是讲到纳税给凯撒可不可以。
And let's continue in our study of this passage. They came to Jesus asking him if it was okay if it was if they should pay taxes to Caesar or not.
这个讲到纳税给凯撒的这件事情是很有这个历史背景的。
Now, there is a historical context to this question.
在这一个使徒行传第五章三十七节，这一个大祭司那个时候说，此后报名上册的时候，又有加利利的犹大起来，引诱些百姓跟从他，他也死亡，服从他的人也都四散了。
In Acts 5:37, it says, after him, Judas the Galilean rose up in the days of the census and drew away some of the people after him. He too perished, and all who followed him were scattered.
这个是讲到耶稣之前，耶稣来到这个耶路撒冷之前，有一个人叫做这个犹大。当然，这个不是卖主的犹大，这个是在主耶稣之前的一个犹大。他其实就是因着这个纳税的问题，他带领了一些人反叛这个罗马政府，而且就被杀了。
And the reference here is of a Judas the Galilean, not Judas the one who betrayed Jesus. This person and this situation was before Jesus came. Apparently, Judas the Galilean had incited a group of people to go against the government and not pay taxes.
这些法利赛人希望能够陷害耶稣，这里告诉我们在第十三节那里，他们来是为了要陷害耶稣。他们谈到这个纳税的问题是怎样的要来陷害耶稣呢？
And so bringing up this sensitive issue of tax, the Pharisees and the Herodians had intended to trap Jesus.
因为他们知道耶稣是教导神的话，他们只是不愿意听。
While they knew that Jesus was teaching the word of God, they refused to listen.
他们在这里告诉耶稣，你是教导，你是诚诚实实教导神的话，你也不寻情面，你也不看人的外貌，这些其实是要逼他进一个死角，进一个死路。
And in fact, all this flattery where they said, we know you are true, you don't care about anyone's opinion, you're not swayed by appearances, you teach the word of God, all this was meant to funnel him into a place where they could trap him.
因为讲到纳税给凯撒的时候是用这个罗马的银钱。
Because when talking about giving taxes to Caesar, it was using the Roman currency.
这个罗马的银钱上面印着的就是这个罗马王的这个头的像。
And using the Roman currency, the Roman currency was all imprinted with the likeness of Caesar.
我们在后面就看到第十六节，当他们拿这个银钱来的时候，耶稣说：“这像和这号是谁的？”他们说是凯撒的。其实，在这个罗马的银钱上，就是印着这个罗马帝王的这个头的像。
And you see this in verse 16. And they brought one being a denarius, and he said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" they said to him, Caesar's. And it's clear that on the currency, the Roman currency bore the likeness of Caesar.
我们在这一个考古学那里挖出的这些罗马的银钱，那里就知道盖着这个罗马王的像，而且下面还有一个句子说这个是神。
And in archaeological studies, scientists and archaeologists have unearthed such currencies where indeed the likeness of Caesar were on these coins, and at the bottom, the title of Caesar.
这个说凯撒王是神。
In fact, it says Caesar is God.
所以这个罗马的银钱在这个犹太教里看就是一个拜偶像的祭物。
And as far as the Jews were concerned, this was an article of worship to Caesar.
因为他们把这个凯撒就是罗马帝王当成是神。
Because this was symbolic of the fact that the people were meant to see Caesar as God.
所以我们也记得在这个圣殿里头为什么他们有这个兑换银钱的这些台。耶稣在前一天进去了翻了这些兑换银钱的人的台。
Now, if you remember when Jesus entered the temple and he flipped tables that were engaged in money changing sort of businesses, why were there such businesses within the temple?
因为在这个圣殿里头，他们不接受这一个罗马的银钱为献祭，因为这个罗马的银钱就是一个拜偶像的祭物，他们不愿意接受这个罗马的银钱为祭物，所以就有一个兑换银钱的台子。
It was precisely because the Roman currency bore Caesar's likeness and said Caesar is God, and therefore the temple refused to accept it as a rightful worship of God. And so the people who would come in with Roman currency would go to this place in order to change currency, in order to give to the temple.
所以当我们明白了这些历史背景，我们就知道原来这个法利赛人来这里是想要他要陷害耶稣，因为如果耶稣是真真实实教导神的话，他不可能会认同这个罗马的这个银钱，因为那个是拜偶像的祭物。他们就希望耶稣说不可以缴税，不可以纳税，因为这个是在拜偶像。
Now with this understanding of the context, the Pharisees wanted to trap Jesus because they saw this currency as being idol worship of Caesar, and they wanted to trap him so that he and get him to say that no, you cannot give taxes.
因为如果纳税就是在拜那个偶像，耶稣如果真正是在教导神的话，他一定会说不可以。
Because if giving taxation using the Roman currency was idol worship, if Jesus was really teaching the word of God, he would then say no. Taxation, you should not give taxes to Caesar.
当然我们知道在第十五节耶稣知道他们的假意，所以耶稣他是神，他知道一切这些人心的诡诈。
But in verse 15 we see that he knew their hypocrisy. Jesus is God in fact, and he did not play into their hand.
我们再看多一段经文，就是路加福音23章，来到这个比拉多面前，他们还是不断的指责耶稣。当然这个指责是假的，我们就知道原来他们不断的这样指责，就是希望这个罗马的政府会因着这个纳税的问题来刑罚耶稣。
Now we see in the Gospel of Luke a bit of detail that shows us that the Jews continued to accuse Jesus of, in the yellow words, forbidding us to give a tribute to Caesar. Now they were hoping to appeal to this political and sociological argument to condemn Jesus.
所以耶稣怎么回答他们呢？耶稣说，你们为什么试探我？拿一个银钱来给我看。他们就拿了来。耶稣说，这像和这号是谁的？他们说，是凯撒的。耶稣说，凯撒的物当归给凯撒，神的物当归给神。他们就很稀奇他。
He says in verse 15, Why put me to the test? Bring me a denarius and let me look at it. And they brought one. And he said to them, Whose likeness and inscription is this? They said to him, Caesar's. Jesus said to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they marveled at him.
圣经的教导非常的清楚，我们必须要顺服在上的掌权者，罗马书。
The Bible in Romans is very clear that we need to submit to the authorities of this world.
所以在这里，耶稣这么的教导说，这个凯撒的物当归给凯撒，也就是说，是的，应该纳税给凯撒。为什么？因为那个是这个人应该所做的一切。这个就是顺服在上的掌权者。
And that is in line with Jesus' teaching here. He says, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. That means he says, that what he's saying is, yes, give those taxes. And that, again, squares up with the teaching in Romans to be submissive to your authorities.
这一个顺服政府，甚至是这个在犹太人眼中看为这个是来欺压我们，他们是来统治我们的，也是必须要顺服。
Now, from the Roman perspective, or from the Jewish perspective, they felt that Rome was there to oppress them and to politically press them down. Even so, they had to submit to this authority.
除非这个政府是教训人民不要顺服神的话，教导我们你们不要传福音等等的，这些我们就不能够顺服。
Unless, of course, the authorities of the world insist that we are not allowed to practice our faith and we are not allowed to worship God.
我们不指望这个世界上的政府是效忠神的。
We do not expect that the world's authorities are submissive to God.
以前没有，现在没有，将来也没有。
There was never one. There was never a government like that.There currently is not one, and we do not expect that in the future there will be one.
直到耶稣基督再来的时候，创造这个新天新地的时候，才会有这个神的管辖。
Until Jesus returns and creates a new heavens and a new earth, and the whole world is under the rule of Jesus.
在这里耶稣的教导比这个纳税更加重要的，就是要给将神的物当归给神。
He says over here that give to God the things that are God.
这个比纳税更加重要。
This is more important than taxation.
这些法利赛人从来都没有真正的敬拜神，他们只是用自己的心所想的一切，而不是根据耶稣这个旧约里头的话。
The Pharisees did what they wanted. It was not, they were not giving to God the things that are God's.
耶稣在这里是在教导我们什么呢？不只是要顺服这个政府，而且更加重要的，我们必须要顺服效忠神。
Jesus was teaching here that we need to submit to the authorities of the world, but even more so to submit to God.
所以如果你是在乘坐这个交通工具的时候，比如在坐德士的时候。
Now, if you are on a public transport, maybe as you are taking a taxi.
我们知道有很多德士司机常常都会在那里埋怨。
We know that Taxi drivers have a tendency to complain.
他们会埋怨这个人民行动党的政府不好。
And they might complain about the government.
我们其实有这个机会可以跟他们传福音。
In fact, those are opportunities for us to share the gospel.
你就用这一节经文。
And you can use this verse.
凯撒的物当归给凯撒，神的物当归给神。
Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's.
你可以趁机跟他传福音，告诉他哦，原来神要我们顺服在上的掌权者。我们这个神是什么神？我们对他是有什么样子的这个义务呢？神要求我们做什么？神要求我们要敬拜他等等。你可以开始传福音。
And you can use that as an entry point to say, well, actually, God requires us to submit to the government's our government, and then you can talk about what kind of a God this is and why. Who this God is.
所以在这里我们看了第一组人，他们来是与耶稣有一个争辩，这个是一个社会论的争辩。
So we see this first group of people who come to Jesus with a debate, and it is a sociological debate.
来到了第二组, 来到的这些撒都该人, 他们来跟耶稣起了一个末世论的争辩。
This next group of people from verse 18 to 27 come to Jesus with a debate on eschatology.
撒都该人常说没有复活的事, 他们来问耶稣说，夫子摩西 为我们写着说，人若死了，撇下妻子，没有孩子，他兄弟当娶他的妻，为哥哥生子立后。有弟兄七个，第一个娶了妻，死了，没有留下孩子；第二个娶了他，也死了，没有留下孩子；第三个也是这样，那七个人都没有留下孩子。末了，那妇人也死了。 当复活的时候，他是哪一个的妻子呢？因为他们七个都娶过他。耶稣说：“你们所以错了，岂不是因为不明白圣经，不晓得神的大能吗？人从死里复活，也不娶也不嫁，乃像天上的使者一样。论到死人复活，你们没有念过摩西的书经纪篇上所载的。”
神对摩西说：“我是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。你们是大错了。”This group of Sadducees came to him, and in verse 18 to 27, Sadducees came to him who say there is no resurrection, and they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife but leaves no child, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. There were seven brothers. The first took a wife, and he died. And when he died, left no offspring. And the second took her and died, leaving no offspring. And the third likewise. And the seven left no offspring. Last of all, the woman also died. In the resurrection, when they rise again, whose wife will she be? For the seven had her as wife." Jesus said to them, "Is this not the reason you are wrong, because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God spoke to him, saying, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living.' You are quite wrong."
美国前总统法兰克林有一句很出名的话。
The former president of the United States, Bill Clinton.
法兰克林。
Oh, sorry. Ben Franklin.
他说这个世界上只有两件事情是绝对的，第一就是纳税，第二就是死亡。
And Ben Franklin said a very famous line that is, "In life, there are only two things that are certain, taxes and death."
所以这个法利赛人来问耶稣关于税，然后这些在这个撒都该人来就问他关于死亡。And
you'll see here that while the Pharisees and the Herodians came to Jesus to talk to him about taxation, the Sadducees now have come to talk to him about death.
这一个犹太人，他们大部分，尤其是这个法利赛人，他们相信这个复活的事情。
Now, most of these Pharisees believed in a resurrection.
多数的犹太人，
most Jews believe in resurrection.
所有的法利赛人都会相信这一个复活的事情。
And all Pharisees would believe in the resurrection.
因为在旧约里头有许多的这些经文是讲到这个复活的。
Because in the Old Testament, there are many passages that talk about the resurrection.我们看几个例子，诗篇第十六篇九节到十节，大卫的诗说：“因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住，因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。” Now we'll look at a couple of these passages that talk about that resurrection. One being in Psalm 16. Where David says in verses 9 to 10, "Therefore my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption.
当然这里是大卫的诗，不过在新约里面我们也知道，原来这一节经文是指着耶稣基督的复活。
And while this was David's psalm, we see that in the New Testament, this refers to the resurrection of Jesus.
约伯记第十九章二十六节，我这皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外得见神。
Job 19:26 says, "And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God."
其实中文的翻译不是很清楚，因为这约伯这一句所说的是我会在肉体里见神，而不是在肉体以外。
The Chinese translation is less clear because it says that in my flesh I will see God.
这个是正确的，就是在肉体里。
And that is in fact the correct translation. Inside my flesh, I will see God.
我们再看但以理书第十二章二节，睡在尘埃中的必有多人复醒，其中有得永生的，有受羞辱永远被憎恶的，这些都是指着这一个复活的。
Daniel 12:2 says, "And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt." And this talks about that resurrection.
所以这里给我们一个很重要的背景，就是旧约充满着这个复活的教训。
And we see the background of this is that the Old Testament is full of verses that talk about that resurrection.
可是撒都该人却不相信有复活这件事。
However, the Sadducees did not believe that there was the resurrection.
使徒行传二十三章八节再次的强调，因为撒都该人说没有复活，也没有天使和鬼魂，法利赛人却说两样都有。
Acts 23:8 is very clear. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, nor angel, nor spirit, but the Pharisees acknowledge them all.
为什么旧约里头有教导，撒都该人却不相信？
Why is it, while taught in the Old Testament, why is it that the Sadducees did not believe it?
历史家就告诉我们，原来撒都该人他们只相信摩西五经。
Well, history teaches us that the Sadducees, in fact, only believed and accepted the first five books of Moses.
他们相信这个神的话就是摩西五经，就是从创世纪到这个生命记罢了，之后的都不是圣经。
They only believe that, or they believe that the only scripture that was legitimate was from Genesis to Deuteronomy. The rest was not part of God's word.
历史家也告诉我们，这个撒都该人常常与这个法利赛人起争辩，就是因为这件事情。
And again, scripture shows us that the Sadducees and the Pharisees were constantly bickering and arguing over this subject of the resurrection.
因为法利赛人相信整本旧约都是神的话，这个撒都该人却只相信从这个创世纪到生命记罢了。
Because the Pharisees believe that the entire book is God's word, however, the Sadducees only acknowledged the books of Moses.
所以在这里他们来到跟耶稣争辩这个关于这个末世论的争辩，他们问耶稣的问题是这个妇人等等复活了之后会发生什么事情，可是我们要记得他们根本就不相信复活。
So when the Sadducees come to ask Jesus about this woman who dies and is the wife of the seven brothers while she was alive, we must remember thatThe Sadducees did not even believe in the resurrection in the first place.
他们在这里基本上其实是要否定耶稣罢了。他们要让耶稣看起来好像是一个非常愚拙、愚蠢的人。
What they were here to do was simply to discredit Jesus and make him look a fool.
所以他们就讲了这一个很荒谬的这一个故事。
And so they came up with this convoluted story.
这个有七个弟兄娶了这个同一个人，然后全部的人都死了，一个孩子都没有，等等的。
There were seven brothers. They took the same wife each. Each one died. Not a single one of them had children.
他们也是一样称他为夫子。
But at the same time, they called him teacher.
他们其实是要否定他。
They were in fact trying to discredit him.
因为如果耶稣回答的不正确，这些人就不会再听他所讲的了。
Because if Jesus did not respond rightly, then these people would not listen to him. The people would not listen to him anymore.
撒都该人就是有这种这样的目标。
And that was their intention.
他们问了耶稣这个很荒谬的故事之后， 耶稣的回答说，你们所以错了。第24节。
Now having asked Jesus this question, Jesus tells them, you are quite...
你们所以错了。You
are wrong.
岂不是因为不明白圣经，不晓得神的大能吗？ 所以耶稣这现在是把这个问题完全的转变了过来，用来指责他们，其实是他们不明白神的话。
Now Jesus responds in verse 24 by saying, is this not the reason you are wrong? Because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. And Jesus uses their question, he turns it around and tells them, you do not understand God's word.
耶稣没有用诗篇，没有用约伯记，没有用但以理书来指责他们，耶稣用的是摩西五经。
He does not use the Psalms, he does not use Job, and he does not use
Daniel
to argue with them. In fact, he uses Moses.
因为法利赛人就是常常与这个撒都该人在这里争辩，就是诗篇等等的。不过撒都该人他们拒绝其他的经文，他们只接受摩西五经。法利赛人常常想要用这个摩西五经来证明有复活的事情，不过却在摩西五经里头找不着。
Now he does this because the Sadducees do not recognize anything outside of the books of Moses, and the Pharisees are constantly trying to use Moses to defend their position, but cannot.
耶稣在这里讲的是经济篇上所记载的。
He says here he refers to the passage about the bush in the book of Moses.
神对摩西说：“我是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。你们是大错了。”He
says, God spoke to him, saying, spoke to Moses, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are quite wrong.
撒都该人不相信有复活，不相信有灵魂，他们相信人死后就一了百了。The
Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection. They do not believe, in fact, of the in the human soul or spirit. And they believe that when a person dies, then they become nothing.
一切都变为无有。Everything
becomes nothing.
可是 神在这个禁忌向摩西讲话的时候，记载在这个出埃及记，当时这个亚伯拉罕、以撒还有雅各都已经死了。But
in quoting Exodus over here and saying to Moses, and when God says to Moses, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, at that time, those men had already died.
因为那个时候是以色列已经在这个埃及400年受苦了之后，而且摩西80岁的时候，这个已经超过了500、600年，也这里所讲的这个亚伯拉罕、以撒还有雅各都已经死了。And
the events at this point when God said these things to Moses, Israel had already had suffered in Egypt for 400 years, and Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had already died.
所以当耶稣说神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神，也就是说，当神向摩西显现的时候，神说我是亚伯拉罕的神，我是以撒的神，我是雅各的神，也就是说，这些人还实实在在的存在着，他们现在与神同在。
And what that means is, as God says, I am the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob, the implication is that these men are not non-existent, but they were with God.
所以他才是活人的神，不是死人的神。And
that's why he is the God of the living and not the God of the dead.
耶稣就在这里把这一个问题转向他们，其实是他们大错了，他们完全的不明白摩西五经。
Jesus took their argument or their belief, he turned it around and using the books of Moses, in fact, told them that they were wrong.
他们来的目的，他们创造了一个很荒谬的故事，为了是想要否定耶稣，让耶稣表现起来好像非常愚笨一样。可是在这里，耶稣却指出，原来愚蠢的人，这个愚昧的人是他们。
They came to Jesus intending to discredit him. They came to Jesus to make him look like a fool. However, Jesus turned the tables and showed them that they were the ones that were wrong.
保罗说，如果没有复活，我们这些相信耶稣的人就是徒然的，我们在世上就是最愚蠢的人。
Paul said that if indeed there was no
resurrection,
then all of us who believe are in fact the most to be pitied.
因为有复活，有灵魂，我们知道这个灵魂是永远的。
Because there is the resurrection, because there is a human soul, we know that the soul is eternal.
这一个世界有朝一日会被完全摧毁，我们所有的人就算是健在，也是会面临死亡。
This world will one day be completely destroyed, and even if at that point in time we are still around on this earth, we too will be destroyed.
所有的人都会死亡，不过灵魂却会永远存在。
We will all die, but the soul continues into eternity.
当人死之后，灵魂就会受到审判，必须要为着我们所犯的所有罪交账。
And when a man or a woman dies, their soul continues to exist, and they have to give an account of all that they have done.
神会审判所有的罪人。
God will judge all sinners.
没有认罪悔改、信靠耶稣的，都会面临永远的刑罚。
And those who are unrepentant and do not believe in Jesus will be judged and punished.
所以，如果你在这里听神的话，你是不信耶稣的人，你不要以为人死后是一了百了，不要像这些撒都该人一样犯这样的错误。
So if you're here this morning and you do not believe, well, do not be like the Sadducees, who do not believe that there is a resurrection.
我们来看最后一点。
Let's look at a final point.
圣经论的争辩。
The debate on bibliology.
在这个法利赛人来到，还有这个西律党的人来了争论这个社会论，关于这个缴税，然后这一些不信有复活的人竟然来到与耶稣争辩这个末世论，现在最后是文士来与耶稣争辩关于圣经论。
Now, after with the after the Pharisees and the Herodians come to Jesus to debate on a subject of sociology, we see that the Sadducees came to him to debate about eschatology. Now we see in verse 28 to 34 the scribes who came to him debating bibliology.
有一个文士来听见他们辩论。 晓得耶稣回答得好，就问他说：“诫命中哪是第一要紧的呢？”耶稣回答说：“第一要紧的是，就是说，以色列啊，你们要听主，我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。其次就是说，要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。”那文士对耶稣说：“夫子说。” 神是一位，实在不错。除了他以外，再没有别的神，并且尽心尽志、尽力爱他，又爱人如己，就比一切凡祭和各样祭事好得多。耶稣见他回答的有智慧，就对他说：“你离神的国不远。”从此以后，没有人敢再问他什么。
And one of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he had answered them well, asked him, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Hear, O Israel, The Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said to him, you are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and there is no other besides him. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions.
为什么这一点称为圣经论的争辩?
Why is this considered a debate on bibliology?
法利赛人他们相信神的律法，然后他们算啊算，算出原来旧约里头有613条这个诫命。
As the Pharisees believed in God's word, they went and documented the Old Testament and came up with 613 commands from God.
其实只有十诫。
Actually, there were just the Ten Commandments.
可是法利赛人却算出原来有613条诫命。
However, somehow the Pharisees came up with a list of 613 commandments.
所以他们常常的在那里争辩哪一条诫命比较重要，也就是说旧约里头哪一个部分比较重要。
And they were often engaged in a debate as to which commandments were the most important.
有一些是大诫命是不能够不遵守的，有一些是小诫命你犯了也没关系。
And they categorized it into big commandments or weighty commandments that must never be disobeyed. And then there were small commandments which, even if you disobeyed, wasn't so bad an issue.
所以他在这里是其实在争辩这个圣经哪一个部分比较重要，哪一个部分不重要。
And essentially, they were debating about which parts of the Bible, which parts of the Old Testament were more important than the others.
在这里他们来这个文士来就是为了要与耶稣争辩这个圣经论，就是摩西的律法，哪一条律法是最重要的律法，哪一条律法是不重要的。
And that was what this scribe was trying to do. He came to ask Jesus effectively that which commandments are important, which are not.
为什么这么做呢? 因为他们相信耶稣的教训其实是不符合摩西的律法。
Why did he do this? He did this because they believe that actually Jesus' teaching did not agree with Moses' teaching.
他们因为每次听耶稣说，我告诉你们，所以在他们的脑子里头，耶稣是违反摩西的律法的。
And because they always heard Jesus say, let me tell you, they believe that Jesus' teaching was not the same as Moses.
我们要记得，他们在这里有三组不同的人，一波一波的来为的都是要否定耶稣。第一个是要希望耶稣能够，因为讲不纳税而被罗马的人给抓去；第二组就是在讲到这个末世论，是希望耶稣表现自己是一个愚拙的人。这里第三组就是希望耶稣如果能够证明耶稣是违反摩西的律法，他们就能够否定他。
Now, we established that these three waves of people came to debate with Jesus in order to discredit him and to cause him to fall. The first group, the Pharisees and the Herodians, came to in order to get him in trouble with the law by saying that, no, you should not give taxes. The second group wanted to trap him and make him look like a fool, an unlearned fool. And the third now wanted him to say that he disagreed with Moses' teaching.
因为如果耶稣讲一个大诫命，哪一个诫命是最大而不是摩西的教导的话，他们就能够说，原来你不是在教导旧约，原来你不是在教导这个摩西的律法，所以你是一个假教师。
And their intention was for Jesus to say that a particular commandment was more important than the commandments that Moses gave, and then could accuse him and label him of being a false teacher.
耶稣不是教导他的门徒说，我给你们一条新诫命。
Did Jesus not say to his disciples, "Let me give a new commandment I give you"?
你们要彼此相爱。
You must love one another.
当然，彼此相爱的这个诫命不违反摩西的诫命。
However, the love one another commandment does not go against Moses' teaching.
因为我们怎样能够彼此相爱呢？首先，你必须要是爱神的。
How can we love one another? The only way is to first love God.
第二就是你必须要爱邻舍如己。
The second is to love your neighbor as yourself.
如果你是尽心的爱神，也是爱人如己的话，你们一定会彼此相爱的。
If you truly love God and if you love your neighbor as oneself, then you certainly will love one another.
当然，耶稣这里的回答就是摩西的教训。
Of course, in responding to the scribe, Jesus uses Moses' teaching.
要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，这个才是最重要的。
He says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength." And this is the most important.
如果一个人不是真正真心真意的爱神的话，就是不信神的人。
If a person does not love God with all their heart, their soul, their mind, and their strength, then this person does not in fact believe in God.
这个世界上只有两种人。
This world has just two types of people.
爱神的人或者是恨恶神的人。
The people who love God and the people who hate God.
你只要不爱神的话，就是代表你恨恶神。
And if you do not love God, then you necessarily hate him.
如果爱神就会遵行神的话。
If you love God, you will obey his teaching.
不遵行神的话，就是不爱神。
If you do not obey his teaching, you do not love God.
不遵行神的话，就是恨恶神。
If you do not obey his teaching, you hate God.
这里这个文士，他回答耶稣说，夫子，你这么说完全正确。
The scribe, in response to Jesus' answer, says, "You are right, teacher."
三十四节，耶稣见他回答的有智慧，就对他说：“你离神的国不远。”
In verse 34, when Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said, "You are not far from the kingdom of God."
离神的国不远，不过有没有在里面？
He was not far from the kingdom of God, but was he in the kingdom of God?
当然，他不在神的国里面。
The conclusion is that he is not in God's kingdom.
可能在这一段对话之后，他认罪，信靠耶稣，进入神的国，我不知道。
Perhaps after this exchange with Jesus, he repented, believed in Jesus, and entered into the kingdom. We do not know.
不过离神的国不远，就代表着他还没有在里面。
But to say that he was not far from the kingdom of God also means that he was not inside the kingdom.
这个非常重要
，and that's important。
也就是说，你可以有正确的知识，不过甚至还是没有得救。
Because it means that you can have the right knowledge, but still not be saved。
加拉太书三章二十四节告诉我们，这个律法是我们训蒙的师父，引我们到耶稣那里，使我们因信称义。
Galatians 3:24 says, "So then the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith."
所以这些律法师，他们如果是按着这个律法正确的明白，他们应当是要去投向耶稣基督的。律法师如果是正确明白这个律法的教导，他们其实应该去跟从耶稣。
The scribes and the people who understood the law, if they truly understood it and believed it, they would in fact follow Jesus.
这个律法不是要让我们能够得救，而是要让我们知罪。
The point of the law was not to save us, but to show us and reveal to us our sin.
所以这些法利赛人等等的，他们就以为这个跟着这个律法就能够得救。
And that's why the Pharisees believed that all they had to do was to follow the law to a T, and then they would be saved.
不过, 律法真正的用意就是要引我们到基督那里。
But the whole objective of the law was to drive us towards Jesus.
所以我们看见在这里有三组的人，他们来与耶稣争辩，不过这些都是假冒为善的人，他们都是不得救的人。
So we see these three groups of people who came to Jesus to debate with him, but we also saw that these people were hypocrites and were not saved.
他们甚至能够与耶稣在这个神学上有这个争辩。
They may be able to debate with Jesus on a theological level.
可是与神的儿子争辩这个神学啊，肯定一定是输的。
But if you are debating with the Son of God himself, then you are bound to lose.
我们今天听了这段话，对我们有什么影响？
As people who are receiving this word today, what is your response?
你可能说我不像这个法利赛人，也不像西律党的人，也不像这个撒都该人，也不像这个文士。
You might say, I'm not like the Pharisees or the Herodians, I'm not like the Sadducees, and certainly not like the scribes.
不过如果你是基督徒的话，我们也是有很多功课可以学习。
But even if you are a Christian, there is a lot to learn.
首先,如果你住在新加坡,你在这里需要缴税的话,其实你不应该埋怨。
First of all, if you are a Singaporean and you are called to pay your taxes, you should not complain.
你应该感谢神。
In fact, you should be thankful to God.
因为只有那一些赚的比较多,薪水比较高的人才必须缴税。
Because it is only those who earn a certain amount of money who are required to pay taxes.
新加坡你只要赚低过22,000新币,你是不用缴税的。
And if your salary is below 22,000, you don't have to pay taxes.
也就是说你需要缴税,你赚的其实也不少。
So if you have to pay tax, then actually what you're earning is not little.
我们就应该感谢神,因为是神赐给我们这一切。
And we must be thankful to God because it is God that gives us all that we have.
我们缴税是为了要建立这个国家。
We pay taxes in order to build a nation.
可是更加重要的，我们是不是把该归给神的归给神呢？
But more importantly, are we giving to God what is God's?
如果缴税是为了建立这一个国家，这样的话，我们把我们的一切献给神，是为了要建立神的国度。
And if giving taxes is in order to build our country, then giving to God our whole lives is to build God's kingdom.
第二点就是有关这个撒都该人，我们记得这个撒都该人甚至不相信有复活的这个事情，却用这个来创造了一个很荒谬的故事来试探耶稣。
We see from the Sadducees that even though they did not believe in the resurrection, they concocted this facetious story in order to trap Jesus.
我们如果跟不信的人传福音的时候，往往不信的人
Now, as we share the gospel with people who with unbelievers, often you will find that there are arguments that they construct in order to counter us.
他甚至不相信这一个圣经的神，不过他却跟你有着这个神学上的对峙。
And while they do not believe the God of the Bible, they come up with hypotheticals about God.
这个森林里面完全没有听过福音的人，他不信耶稣，他就会死吗？
They might ask, oh, what about the person who is in the jungles, cut off from all of humanity? If they do not believe in Jesus, will they die?
如果神是无所不能的，他能够创造一个石头这么的重，他自己也拿不起来吗？
If God is indeed omnipotent, can he create a stone so great and large that he himself cannot carry it?
千万不要给他们带你环岛追追追。
Please do not let them take you on a ride.
你要针对他们的问题，向他们传福音，而不是跟他们起这个神学上的争论。
You need to use the Bible in order to share the gospel with them, and not to get caught up in their hypotheticals.
我们要向主耶稣学习。
We need to learn from Jesus.
直接指出他们的罪。
Point out their sin.
直接告诉他们罪如果不没有得到赦免会有什么问题。
And tell them that if sin is not forgiven, there is punishment that awaits.
前天晚上我在跟一个同事传福音。
A couple of nights ago, I had spoken to a colleague. I shared the gospel with a colleague.
我在对一个同事传福音，另外一个同事他是在那里一旁听。
And I was sharing the gospel with one colleague while another colleague sat listening.
另外一个同事在我跟这一个同事传福音的时候，传完了之后，另外一个同事就插嘴。
And as I was done sharing the gospel with this colleague, the colleague that was sitting by got involved.
我就跟他说，我就问他，你信耶稣吗？
And I asked him, do you believe in Jesus?
他说我不信耶稣。
He said, no, I don't.
不过我曾经梦见过耶稣。
But I did dream of Jesus once.
我就问他，你不信耶稣，你也没见过耶稣，你怎么可能梦见耶稣又知道那一个你梦里头的是耶稣呢？
And I asked him, you don't believe in Jesus and you've never met him before. How do you know? First of all, how could you have dreamt of Jesus and how do you know that's Jesus?
他说我看过很多耶稣的画像。
And he said, oh, I've seen a lot of drawings and illustrations of Jesus.
然后就说我在梦里头梦见耶稣，他摸我的头，他摸了我的头之后，我之后就很好，我的运气就很好了。
And he said, in my dream, Jesus touched my head, and since then, my luck has been very good.
怎么办？应不应该跟他对质？他这么说到底是正确不正确？圣经这么告诉他们说这个是不正确的。
Now, in that setting, what do you do? Do you tell him what the Bible says and show him that he is wrong?
当然我没有这么做。
I didn't.
我直接的告诉他，无论你的运气再好，你有朝一日还是会死亡，还是会离开这个世界，你还是要面临神的审判。
Without responding directly to his anecdote, I said to him, however good your luck may be, at the end of the day, you will die and you will come face to face with Jesus.
如果你今天在这里坐着听了神的话，你的脑子的头脑的知识是正确的，你觉得耶稣讲的没有错，耶稣是很有智慧等等等等的。
If you are seated here today and in your mind you acknowledge intellectually these things that Jesus is in fact Jesus' teaching is right,
这样的话你离神的国不远了。
It's you are not far from the kingdom of God.
不过只要你还没有认罪，完全信靠耶稣救你的赦免你的罪，你还不在神的国里头。
But as long as you have not accepted Jesus, or as long as you do not believe in Jesus, and as long as that knowledge remains intellectual, then you are always near but not in the kingdom.
所以邀请你必须要认罪悔改，进入神的国度。
And so we invite you to repent of your sins and enter the kingdom.
让我们做个结束祷告。
Let us close in prayer.
Our Father in heaven, we want to thank you for your word. Indeed, Lord, that you have shown us that Jesus is your Son. He is the Son of God. He has proven that he is God through the miracles that he did. And from his teaching, Lord, we know that we are all sinners. We know that none of us are able to come before you on our own merit, by obeying the law, by having head knowledge. We know that all this will not get us to heaven except to repent from our sins and to follow Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We pray, O Lord, that those who are amongst us who have yet to believe in Jesus, we ask that you open their eyes open their hearts that they will realize their own sin and that they will turn to Jesus and beg him for forgiveness. And for all who claim to be saved, Lord, we ask that you help us to render to you what is due to you. Help us to obey our governments and not be complaining about the governments, and that when we do so, Lord, we will be good testimonies amongst our colleagues, amongst our friends, amongst our relatives, that they will see that we're different and that they will give us opportunity to tell them to defend our faith and to tell them why we behave like this, and in the process share the gospel with them. And Father, we want to thank you, Lord, that indeed you have blessed us, you have allowed us to hear your word, but help us, Lord, that we will submit to your word. Lord, I want to pray for the rest of the world, indeed, that there's so many disasters going on around the world. The bushfire in Australia, the floods in Indonesia, the volcano eruption in Philippines. Lord, we want to pray and ask that your grace and your mercy be amongst the people there. We know that you are a God who is gracious to both the righteous and the unrighteous. You cause your sun and your rain to fall upon both the evil and the good. So we ask, Lord, that your common grace be upon those who do not believe, and especially for those who believe, Lord, that you will comfort them, you will provide for them. And may you use them, Lord, that during this trying period that they would actually be able to let their good works shine forth before men, so that the people, Lord, will have opportunity to hear your word and to experience your grace through your children on earth. Father, we want to also thank you for blessing Jimmy and Rachel with a new baby. We ask that you will bless the family. You will enable them to glorify you in all that they do, and especially in the parenting, that they will actually be godly parents to not just the newborn, but to all three of their children. And Father, we want to commit all these things in your hands, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.